Well, hello, it's Maurice Smith at TVI again, and I've been filming this week for the third week in a row with Jim Galbraith, cameraman extraordinaire. Today we've been filming potatoes, but the main event this week for us was the Future of Scotland conference, where I saw all the interviews we'd been doing over the previous week up on a big screen, and actually some of them were used on BBC Newsnight Scotland, so that... That was a bit of a boost as well, but very good conference, Jim, and a very good subject.
Yeah, no, it's really interesting because what I found amazing was the range of different views and the optimism that people were kind of viewing the future of Scotland in whatever way it actually goes. But it was good to see these films cut actually for me because I had nothing to do with that, and it was. Pretty damn good to see that. I strayed onto the website for the SCVO, and they were streaming stuff live from the SECC, from the conference centre, and I kind of stayed with it for a bit and watched it. It was really interesting because the quality was pretty good, really. Mm-hmm. The coverage was, as you would expect, that's got to be done on a budget, but really for me kind of interesting and quite exciting to see fairly ordinary but reasonably high-profile events are beginning now to be streamed live, and of course, as you well know, that's something that we're interested in, and that's definitely something big for the future.
The other thing about the Future of Scotland conference that I thought was well done was the way that they integrated what was going on in the hall with the outside world. So they had a Twitter feed, they had the streaming going on. I think these things are more and more important. Even the way that SCVO and their fellow organisers used the video interviews, because they used them in three different occasions as a means of continuing, adding colour to the debate, maybe giving the audience, which was a very participative audience, people had their hands up asking for the microphones almost throughout the whole 3-hour event, but the videos prompted thoughts from inside the hall, which in turn were being transmitted outside, and that to me is the whole value of using video at the heart of a communications channel like that.
Absolutely, and I was sitting at home watching some of the event being streamed and within the website of SCVO, and below the screen that I was watching there were text appearing of questions that people were sending in. Now that's really fascinating because I could have been sitting up in Orkney and Shetland or even just anywhere really, and I could have sent in a question and I could have participated in that debate in some form, and that's pretty exciting. Also it means that there's media, there's debates happening that can be seen by anybody in Scotland that's got obviously a reasonable kind of web connection, but anybody can be watching that, and it really, you're starting to see the media take off in a way that really challenges in a way some of the major broadcasters, because organisations are actually conducting a very public debate in a way that was impossible even 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, and they've got their own communications channels to do it.
But this week, what we've been doing is I've been getting to film potatoes again.
Now that's fantastic.
That's pretty exciting, actually, because I'm beginning to become a bit of a filming potato expert. I worked on a project last year in East Lothian mainly, and we got to see potatoes being planted and growing and eventually harvested. And I didn't think potatoes could be quite so interesting.
Well,
but in fact, they're not.
I certainly found, well, what you make them into is interesting. What I've loved about the potato shots that we've had over the last few months, and we'll reveal why we've been filming them sometime in the near future. But it's the scenery. It's the fact Scotland looks so good in various forms of light. And it's been great, the whole planting, harvesting, that whole process has been fascinating at one level.
It's
a good way to show off Scotland's scenery as well.
Absolutely. So it's been, I mean, it's quite interesting. I haven't seen the connection before, but it's a week in which we've been talking to folk in different bits of Scotland about the future of Scotland, and then we see potatoes, we see the kind of fruits of Scotland within really quite sort of striking scenery, and that's pretty good. You know, food is becoming more local. People are interested in food. So there's a bizarre tie-up between potatoes and the future of Scotland. Does that make sense? No, it doesn't.
Well, it does.
But
it does to me.
We can't talk about potatoes and people without mentioning the fact that actually this year in May or June, I think it's May, is the Edinburgh's hosting the World Potato Conference.
That's fantastic.
And you may think, well, you may be knocking that a wee bit, Maurice, but you know,
not at all.
Potatoes actually still one of the world's greatest staples. It's, you know, it's up there with rice as a great contender. But potatoes still really important, and the science of potatoes. So don't let anyone tell you potatoes are dull.
It's been a busy week or so. I was at Highland Galvanisers in Cumbernauld, who've extended their factory, and they had the First Minister, Alex Salmond, along to open that. It was a pretty jolly time as well. It was a good day, and the First Minister spoke with his usual aplomb. And I was also at a Creative Clyde event at BBC Scotland in Pacific Quay. Creative Clyde, for those people who don't know, is a sort of promotional virtual thing, not quite sure how to describe it, which promotes the digital media and creative industries in Glasgow. Don't make the mistake of assuming it's only about Pacific Quay, which is obviously the central part of government and Scottish enterprise strategy. It's actually about not just location, but just Glasgow as a whole. So we had presentations at Creative Clyde, for example, from a company called Inner Ear, who, like us, do audio podcasting and video work and are run by the redoubtable Dougal Perman. And I also found out about a company in Glasgow called Black Camel, who made a zombie movie recently called Outpost. I've done a follow-up, and I've just raised quite a bit of money and a lot of interest internationally to do the third in that franchise called Outpost. So, and it's all been shot in Glasgow, and I think this latest one is also being shot in Dumfries. So we're fast becoming a capital or the capital for movies about zombies.
And potatoes.
What a good point to end.